As the valley continues to grow, making sure we have a reliable water supply becomes more and more important. But that supply could be damaged by the threat of wildfires. The show's Lauren Gilger reports.
Flying over the Mogollon Rim north of Payson in a helicopter, smoke rises in the distance.
So as we're flying over the rim now, we can see there are a couple fires burning up here.
Ron Clawater is an analyst in water strategy with the Salt River Project, or SRP.
You can actually smell the smoke right now, can't you?
The reservoir fire is smoldering on the steep shores of the 64,000-acre C.C. Cregan Reservoir.
We've been very lucky with these fires so far this season.
This one is nearly contained.
If we have some hot, dry periods and the wind picks up, we can see these fires get out of hand really quickly.
And having a fire get out of hand here is a worst-case scenario. The C.C. Cregan Reservoir is one of seven that SRP maintains, and it's a key source of water for the town of Payson, many communities in Gila County, and down the Verde River for the valley. If a wildfire took hold here, it could have irreversible consequences.
So the Duke Fire happened in 1990.
A little further south, we fly over a large area of dry, scorched earth.
And we're seeing the forest. There's not much of a forest left.
After the wildfire season hits in June, the monsoons come and massive amounts of soil, ash, and debris wash away. A wildfire on the slopes of a watershed like Cregan could clog the reservoir with sand and silt, creating an expensive cleanup project and a seriously damaged water supply.
So it's extremely expensive to kind of just sit back and wait and see what happens.
It's a looming problem. So SRP has partnered with the U.S. Forest Service, the National Forest Foundation, the Bureau of Reclamation, and the town of Payson to address it. They created the Cregan Watershed Protection Project, a massive undertaking to thin the overgrown forests surrounding the reservoir and protect it from a catastrophic fire. The rare collaboration has been fast-tracked through a federal approval process, but it likely won't begin until late 2017.
So until then, is it just crossing your fingers?
It really is.
70 miles northwest, outside of Flagstaff.
James Perkins.
Hi, Lauren.
James Perkins' crew is hard at work on a thinning project on state land.
It's all family. We got three generations of Perkins here. That's my son. That's my grandson.
It's a small 640-acre job designed to thin the forest around the city to give firefighters a barrier if a wildfire were to spread there.
So we average 10 acres a day.
Today, the Perkins are out in force, cutting down tree after tree in the forest near Flagstaff, shaving off their branches, and loading them onto heavy-duty trucks to ship out.
With five pieces of equipment and five men, we can do 20 loads a day.
Henry Prevencio with the U.S. Forest Service says thinning projects like this are an essential part of restoring the overgrown forests of northern Arizona to health.
But we know, living in the Southwest, that these forests were much more open.
He coordinates the government's Four Forest Restoration Initiative, which is aiming to thin 1 million acres of forest in about a 2.4 million acre area stretching across the region. We might think a thick forest is lush and beautiful, he says, but they're sick.
Lots of small trees growing in a much tighter space, competing with each other for resources. You can't see very far into the forest.
Get out of his way here. This is a log loader that's going to get ready to load that truck.
Perkins' crew doesn't cut down the older, bigger pine trees. He says many of those were cut down decades ago.
So now you got these smaller trees. If you look out through there, you can see a 4-inch tree. And then right over here, you can see a 16-inch tree. They're the same age.
After a century of suppressing natural, low-burning forest fires, the forests are overgrown and trees are left competing for water and light.
Like fish in a barrel. If you put too many fish in a barrel, their heads are big and their bodies are small because they're too crowded.
As we fly over the lush forests surrounding the C.C. Cregan Reservoir, Clawater sees only risk.
The dense forest is beautiful, but when I look at it, it really gives me anxiety because I know what might happen with if a fire starts in that area.
He's hoping in a few more years, when this forest has been thinned, that anxiety will be gone.
When we see a fire start, we're not all going to be sitting on the edge of our seats, biting our nails, worried.
Reporting from the Coconino National Forest, I'm Lauren Gilger, KJZZ News.